How you doing, Matt?
Doing well. Doing well. How about you?
Good. Congratulations on the new hire. That's awesome news.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Very excited.
Well, we're going to talk about a little about the recruiting process today. We're going to pick your brain to get an inside scoop on your thought process about different things. But first of all, can you tell us about your experience as a player and a coach?
Yeah, I've kind of been all over the place. I out of high school, I went to Kankakee Community College in Illinois. Played 1 year, finished my last 3 years at Kentucky Wesleyan. Had a great experience down there. Got into coaching. I've made stops at St. Joseph's College, Division II program up in Rensselaer, Indiana, Indiana State University. In Terre Haute, a short stint at High Point University in North Carolina, did the professional baseball for a little bit, obviously St. Leo was my stop for 2.5 years before joining the Coach Drake staff up here at Butler. Been coaching for 15, 16 years, been fortunate enough to cover levels and I spent 5 years at Parkland College and won a national title there as a head coach, and I've been fortunate to coach at all different levels, which is challenging at times and I think teaches you a lot, and been very, very fortunate enough to coach under some really good guys, so it's been a blast for the last 15, 16 years.
And I can tell our viewers that you're a workaholic. There's no doubt. Every tournament you're at, I saw you while at St. Leo. You do an awesome job.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. That's one thing that I've learned, working for Coach Odette down at St. Leo and before at St. Joe's was, you got to work. You got to get out there and grind it out a little bit and see as many kids as possible and just outwork people.
Yes, sir. Well, along those notes, let me ask you a question. In your opinion, based on your experience, what do you think is the biggest mistake that possible recruits make in their own recruiting process?
I think there's two things that stand out in my mind. The first is shutting doors early in the process. When you call kids or reach out to kids and they tell you, yeah, coach, thanks, but I'm not interested. You never know what's going to happen. From my experience is don't close doors too early. Look into every possibility and try to find the right fit for you. The other thing is, not doing your homework on the program and the roster, and kids kind of they fall in love with the big time school, or they commit to a program that was a middle infielder. I know I did my homework of, hey, how many middle infielders are in the program right now, and try to dive into how many are they bringing in your class, and you don't want right away, but sometimes kids don't do that homework, and for me, those two things of not looking into the program and shutting doors too early is things that really stand out in my mind that I think kids
absolutely, and obviously what I do for a living, and I experience this all the time, and you just alluded to it. Every kid, no matter what their skill set is, has what I call D1-itis. They all think they're a D1 prospect. They have no idea what that entails. And as you know, I live in Southwest Florida, and all the kids down here have what I call Florida-itis. They all think they can play baseball in Florida. And as you know, being a coach in the Sunshine State Conference, 9 out of 10 kids that are projectable just – they're never going to play in the Sunshine State Conference, let alone a D1 conference.
Yeah, it's we stress the kids, or I stress the kids for sure, of finding the right fit, and that's an individual thing, and you got to mix the academic piece with the athletic piece and the environment, in the campus life and what they're looking for, big city, a more rural campus, I played Division II baseball and spent most of my professional career coaching at the Division II level. And there's good baseball at all levels, and you got to find the best fit for each kid, for themselves, and what.
Oh, absolutely! Them. Every kid's different. There's all kinds of different factors, no doubt about it. Well, as a newly anointed D1 assistant coach, can you give us an idea what makes a possible recruit a player who may be recruitable as a D1 athlete?
Lots of things. I think obviously the skill set is important. We at Butler, I know I'm familiar with the program from being up this way, but you got to recruit a certain type of player, and each program has their own little niche in what they're looking for in the skill set, but it goes beyond that. I think for us, it's got to be a mature kid that handles himself off the field like he handles himself on the field. He's got to have time management skills. He's got to be driven, be committed to what our goals are as a program and what we want to accomplish within our program. So for us, it goes beyond the skill set. We look at the academic piece. We look at the social piece. We dive into the social media stuff and see what these kids are doing outside of the playing field and outside of school. For us and for me personally, it's always been we're looking for the full package of a mature kid that has a drive to continue to develop and get better, and is an overall good person.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is what you do for a living. So the people that you bring on board to represent your program need to represent your program in a professional way, or it may affect your job security.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And when we recruit kids, it's you put your name on it, and you want to make sure that kid represents you well and represents your program well, and your institution well.
In your opinion, just how important are academics and why?
Academics, for me, has always been important, and for a variety of reasons. Obviously, from the baseball standpoint, we're not blessed with full ride scholarships. The better the academic piece a student athlete has, they generally are going to get a little bit more institutional aid on top of what we can offer from a baseball side. So from affordability, PC academic is a huge, huge part of that. And then also for us, like I mentioned before, a kid that can handle himself in the classroom at the high school setting that has that 3.5 GPA is more attractive than the kid who's a 2.5 GPA. If you're a 3.5 GPA, I'm going to make the assumption that their time management skills are better. They put an importance in the classroom, and they're not out. You don't have to, generally you're not worried about that 3.5 student going out and putting academics and schoolwork on the back burner, because again, when they get to that college setting, it's different. They're up at 7 a.m. And their day runs all the way until 9 o'clock at night, with everything. And from the baseball side and the training to going to class to getting the study tables, eating the right way, making time for that. And generally, in my experience, the kids that are those 2.5 GPAs, they have a really hard time managing their time and having priorities in the right order. And so, again, for me, a student athlete, a prospective student athlete with a better GPA and a better feel and importance for the academic side, to me is a lot easier of a recruitable kid than a kid who falls below that 2.5 2.5 mark.
Yeah, no doubt. And as you alluded to, you know, the higher the GPA, the higher the test scores, the more money they're going to get academically. So the less money that you may have to put in on the athletic side, which opens up doors for more recruits for your program to look at.
Absolutely. And the more quality student athletes we can get into our program, the better our program becomes. It builds competition within the group. And those guys push each other. And for us, we like our guys to push each other and challenge each other in the classroom just as much as they do on the field.
Yeah, no doubt. It's a family. You know, you're part of a family for 4 years and beyond. I mean, I have teammates. I'm not going to tell you how old I am because people laugh at me, but I graduated college a long time ago, and I still talk to those guys like I was with them 1 week ago.
Absolutely. Some of my best friends now and guys I talk to on a regular basis are guys I played collegiate baseball with and built that bond with over the 3-4 years I was in college.
Yep, no doubt. So as you know, I mean, we're out on the trail together a lot, and we see this, and obviously you see it all the time because you do it for a living also. In today's world, you know, everyone wants to specialize in a sport, in this case, baseball, when they're 6 years old, and that's all they do 24/7, 365. You know, I got my own thoughts on it, but I wanted to get your thoughts on, do you agree with specializing in one sport at an early age?
I do not at all. I think, play as many sports as you can. As long as you can, and for me, it's simple. I think each sport teaches something different. I was a two-sport guy, through high school as a football baseball player, and football gave me a little bit more of a toughness. I think the type of training is different. The type of agility that you do in every sport is a little bit different. I think it helps strengthen muscles and. And, you see a lot of this now is you see a lot of kids, like today that are burnt out with baseball by the time they get to high school. And you see a lot of kids that when they do get to college, it's, they're not as interested. They're burnt out and they need a break. And, for me, I like those kids who are going to challenge themselves in different sports. And then when it does become baseball season, they're a little bit more excited to get going and get out on the diamond and for me that's important. I would rather recruit a kid who's a dual sport athlete than a kid who's been specializing in baseball for their entire high school career. Let alone if they single that thing out while they're in middle school. For me, it's athletes. I love recruiting them. Some of my better players that I've had have been dual sport guys.
Yeah, no doubt. And, the thing is that a college coach and a professional coach for that matter are recruiting athletes. You guys recruit up the middle. That's where every team wants to be strong, no matter what level it is. And a multi-sport athlete tends to be more athletic.
Yes. And again, it's, for me, athleticism is a huge part of what we recruit. And guys that can move all over the field. I think the football, the basketball, the wrestling, all those types of sports all help develop that kid's athleticism.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, you're giving us good info, Mr. Matt Kennedy. I appreciate it. I got one more question for you. Is there any advice you would give to student athletes wanting to play at the collegiate level?
Yeah, I get out there and get out there, put yourself out there, whether it be through recruiting services, whether it be, entering tournaments, playing for, teams that go out and play, and that's the biggest thing for me. But also put yourself in front of realistic institutions that you want to play at. And, you know, so many times, you talk to kids and yeah, I'm going to this camp or this camp or this showcase. And it's unrealistic. They may go to that top five program in the country, thinking that, hey, I'm going to go into camp and do well and get a scholarship to one of those programs. Well, be realistic and pursue things that, institutions and programs that fit your skill set. And that's the biggest thing is, do your homework again on that, on the program, on the institution, and pursue and put yourself in front of those programs that for me fit the academic piece, the environment piece, and obviously the baseball and athletic ability of, where do I fit? So many times you see families and kids waste money, in my opinion, on chasing that highest level dream, and next thing you know, they end up somewhere that they never expected, but it was right there in front of them the entire time. If you do your homework and are realistic about it, there's a lot of there. I believe that there's a place for everybody, and you just got to dive in and the one thing that sticks out in my mind from Coach Odette, from working with him for so long, is he tells every recruit, pick the place where you're going to brag about that it went to, not about where you're going to go. So many times you see, these high school kids commit to these programs and, yeah, I'm going to this place and I'm going to this place. And they get there and it's not what they thought. And they end up transferring out and having to go through the recruiting process again. And they end up at a place and it's the best place that they could have been. And they could have went there right away. And they could have had that experience and a great experience for 4 years rather than two or three even. So it's pick the place for the nuts and bolts of it, not the glamour of I can brag about where I'm going.
Well, absolutely. It seems like every kid wants to get right on Twitter and, use the same language. I'm so blessed to announce that I've committed to XYZ University. And, the national statistics show this, that 67% of kids that commit to a D1 school are gone after their freshman year. That's almost 7 out of 10 kids because they have no idea what they're committing to.
Yeah, it's crazy. And you see it everywhere you go and you look at that, the transfer portal and kids that have been committed to a program for years, they get in and again, it's just not what they expected. They picked it for the name of it. They picked it for the prestige of where they're at. And they're unrealistic of their capabilities. And, baseball is one of those sports where man, you got to go play. And, you're not going to get better unless you're competing for a job and you're going to get those opportunities to play and showcase yourself. And for me, that's how you get better. But a lot of times you kind of get buried at these programs where, you're committing to the place because I get to brag about where I'm going. It's a top 10 program or whatever. But again, it's they're not putting themselves in the position where they can succeed at the highest level on and off the field.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this in your experience. I mean, if I brought up the scenario, hey, Matt, I have a JUCO transfer, I have a D1 kickback, or I have a high school kid, I can pretty much guarantee you that your answer would be the high school kid's the last one you're going to look at. JUCO is a great option for a lot of people to be able to play, put up numbers, and then become more recruitable for a school like Butler University because he's got 2 years experience, has a proven track record, rather than a high school kid that has no idea what's going on yet.
Yeah, I went the junior college route and I coached at a junior college for 5 years and it's a great option. And for me, my personal experience, I was an undersized kid coming out of high school. I wasn't ready to dive into a four-year institution and it helped me grow. And it opened up a lot of opportunities for me before I chose Kentucky Wesleyan. I had other options, more options than I had out of high school. Every kid's different, but you know, again, I think it goes down to finding the best fit for every kid. And if you're able to go into a program and play as a freshman, then that's the best situation for the student athlete. But we recruit. I like the junior college kid. He has experience, like you mentioned. Experience of not only in the classroom and how to manage his time, and it's not such a big transition as a high school kid. Once you get him on a college, no matter how big or small, you got an adjustment phase for sure. So for us, we like to balance everything out. I love recruiting high school kids and having the chance to work with them and see them develop over 4 years. But at the same time, for us and for me, recruiting a transfer is essential. You have to plug some holes with guys that you lose in the draft or guys you graduate that have been big pieces. And for a guy to come in and, hey, everything's not so new and the transition isn't going to be as large as, let's say, that high school kid, you got to have those kids in your program as well.
Absolutely. Well, Matt, you gave us a lot of good information. I hope our audience has learned a few things, and I really appreciate it. Hopefully I see you down in Florida representing Butler during the summer. And again, I want to congratulate you on being a Bulldog. I know that's your hometown, and I'm happy for you and your family for you getting that opportunity.
Oh, absolutely, man. I appreciate it and very excited to get back up in the Indianapolis area.
All right. Well, you have a great weekend. And again, I appreciate it. And I'm sure the audience learned a whole lot of new information that they can apply to their recruiting process.
Absolutely. I appreciate it.
All right. You have a good one, Matt. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. See you, Chris.
Okay.